Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know. Presented by Patrick A. Heller of award-winning Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. Since the election, there are claims that fake news may have influenced voters. Well, is this really happening? If so, should anything be done about it? If you regularly listen to these commentaries, I have presented countless examples of faked or distorted news produced by the Census Bureau, Bureau of Labor Statistics, Federal Reserve Bank, Federal Open Market Committee, Commerce Department, congressional committees, government officials from local up to the president, and in just about every financial report ever issued by all levels of government. I have detailed inconsistencies in the jobs and unemployment reports, consumer price index releases, gross domestic product pronouncements, and the like. Sometimes the data is technically accurate, but it is either incomplete or uses manipulated methodologies to hide the truth. Other times, evidence has later come out that the reports were statistically invalid and unreliable. So yes, there are lots of fake news. Sadly, the government is the major source of it. Unfortunately, many mainstream journalists cooperated in publishing fake news. As we now know from WikiLeaks releases, so-called journalists from the broadcast and print media colluded with the Clinton campaign to feed fake news to the public. That list includes ABC, Bloomberg, CBS, CNBC, CNN, Huffington Post, MSNBC, NBC, New York Times, New Yorker, People, Politico, and The Washington Post. While some stories were truthful, others were false. Sadly, those now clamoring for something to be done about fake news are often themselves the major offenders. In trying to deflect from their own journalistic dishonesty or incompetence, they are attacking mostly those who have exposed them. In effect, the recent clamor to silence fake news is literally an attack on those exposing the false reporting. The obvious solution to the problem of fake news is to do nothing more than already exists. America supposedly still has freedom of speech in the press. There are also libel and slander laws for partial protection. It is much safer for people to themselves try to discern truthful reporting rather than relying on any one person's or agency's definition of what news is true or fake. That's it for now. Be sure to listen again Friday for more Things You Know That Just Aren't So and Important News You Need to Know. I'm Patrick A. Heller, Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Thank you for listening.
This is a paid advertisement. The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of 1320 WYLS or MacDonald Broadcasting.